Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by the first caller of the day, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome our star, Ada Marie.
Thank you. And it's a beautiful day, too, to feel like a star. The sun is out. There's no wind. It's absolutely gorgeous, just gorgeous.
Well, it's been that way for a few weeks now, hasn't it, your way?
Yeah, off and on. We had about 5 or 6 days of wind, I mean bad wind, but you know what? Everything's good now, and you can only bless every day as it comes. And we must have needed the wind for some reason. We brought rain eventually.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, that kind of fits in with our topic about how everything happens for a reason at the right time.
Yeah.
And before we go to that topic, let me just let people know how they can get in touch with Ada Marie. She does do full readings, and the first 15 minutes of her readings are free. This is not on the show, of course. On the show, they're brief readings. But you may want to have her contact the dead, and she only does that by private session. There's not enough time to do that on the show. And she is a channeler. She will tell you exactly what she gets. And if she doesn't get anything, she'll tell you that too. But she almost always connects with an answer for you, so you don't need to worry about that. And there are two ways you can contact her. The first way where you can get more information about her is to go to her website, and that is located at thegoldenoracle.com. She lives in Oracle, Arizona, and she calls herself the Golden Oracle. So that's how that comes about. And I'm going to give you her phone number in a minute. She's on Pacific time, and she can be reached from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time at area code 520-896-9510. So I encourage you to consider a full session with her. And she's a very busy woman, but she will get back to you, and she'll get you in her schedule as soon as she can, right?
Right. If they leave a phone number and a name, yes, I will call back. I can't promise I'll call within an hour, but I will call back. I answer every call. Sometimes even at 8:30 at night, I'm answering calls and setting up appointments. So
well,
I will answer your call.
You'd prefer not to get calls that time of night, though.
I do, but what I'm doing at that time of the night sometimes is answering people who call for an appointment, and I haven't had a chance to get to them. So I don't go to bed without trying to cover everybody that called that day.
Right.
Which is a task, really.
Right, right. Well,
yeah.
You are an amazing woman, and you rise to the challenge, that's for sure.
I try.
You don't try, you do. Take your own advice, lady.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
We need to affirm that for ourselves and for each other.
Yes, I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the best I know how every day, every hour.
Right.
So that's all we can do.
Well, speaking about time, our first caller of the day is Brianna, and she wanted to talk about timing, how everything happens in perfect timing. And you agreed with that, but with some caveats. Let's talk a little bit about that first.
Okay, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Timing, the universe doesn't have a clock at all. The universe is on a regular set pattern, and its time is perfect because that's how we keep all of our plants in good health, and we manage to survive on this planet. We manage to be able to be healthy and do things. But on this planet, you have the option also not to get sick, because if you live according to how your health needs you to live, then you will never be sick. I can tell you truthfully, I was raised on a farm, and hardly ever did anyone get ill right up until their 90th year, when one night they'd get up from the supper table and say, goodbye, everybody, and good night, and the next morning they'd be gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a matter of your attitude. It's a matter of your thinking. You are exactly what you think. So you exactly become everything you think. Be careful what you think about. Be careful of the kind of company you keep that is negative, because they're going to incense your system with that negative energy. So if you know somebody who laughs a lot, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Right. So, well, what is there about timing that we need to be warned about? You said that there is no time, and I agree with that. Time, as we perceive it, is an illusion. We just live in the eternal now, which is a totally different realm. But as we perceive time, how can we make the best use of it, and what should we be concerned about?
You're asking for a whole book, but basically, all of us have clocks, so we're on a schedule that makes us able to function harmoniously, because we have a thing called a clock. And basically, most of us have to answer to ourselves about the time we set to do something, because it has to manage to fit with everything else everybody around us has to do, right?
Right.
So very often, if people go off half-crock to do something that they should be doing something else, they throw everything out of commotion. The whole situation is all topsy-turvy because the one cog in it did not do their job.
Let me ask you a question. How can we stay in synchronicity?
By paying attention to your awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be aware. And without paying attention to your awareness, you can make all kinds of crazy things happen to you just because you didn't pay attention. When somebody pulls out into the intersection, they have to look to see if there's a car coming either way, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Well, it's the same way when you are working in the house. If there are things that have to be tended to and you don't tend to them, there's problems. There's all kinds of ridiculous things that happen, and you have to clean up every one of those messes. So as you are teaching your children to grow up, you teach them to pay attention and put things away when they're done with them, and also, if they're doing something, to stay with it till they get it finished. I know certain people that are friends of mine that have 6 or 8 projects, every one of them in the middle of, and it's a mess. It's a big table full of stuff.
Well, I like what you're saying about awareness, because I had a moment where I didn't have awareness this weekend, and an accident happened. I was going too quickly and thinking about other things when I went down the stairs, and I fell, and that's how I injured myself, and that's how accidents happen.
That is exactly how they happen. You have to be You have to be in your mind where you are, absolutely where you are. If people will be driving along and thinking about something else and rear-end somebody just because they're not paying attention to what they're doing.
Right. Well, the Buddhists stress awareness, don't they?
Yes, they do. And they are very aware. In fact, they are aware. One time I heard one say, well, you didn't realize that the wind had started to the west. And there wasn't any wind right where we all were, but the wind was coming from the west. He says, started in the west.
Oh.
And sure enough, about 2 hours later, the wind was coming from the west.
Well, that's what you would call intuition, wouldn't you?
Well, but he was aware. He knew the weather.
Yeah.
He could look at the sky, and he could feel that whatever he felt, and then he knew what direction it was coming from. So it wasn't just intuition. It was the fact that he was very much aware of what the weather did in the area where he lived.
I see.
Oh. So he lived in a cold area, so you could easily freeze to death if you didn't know how to read the signs of the weather.
Well, what else should we know about timing?
What we should know about timing is it's on our side if we use it well.
Hmm.
If you use your timing and get up and do something because you know it has to be done instead of sitting there until it needed to be done, you're days ahead and there's no commotion, there's no fighting, there's no arguing. Everything's in order. But a lot of times people don't get up and just do it because they say, oh, I'll do it a little bit later. Pretty soon it's too late.
Well, that's because they're disorganized, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So really
they don't take enough responsibility.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They're not taking responsibility.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we have a choice each step of the way, and we're the only ones that can be responsible for ourselves.
Right. Someone say, well, somebody did that to me. No, they didn't. You didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we can't control time. What can we control?
Our actions.
Mm-hmm.
Our thoughts.
Yep.
Our deeds.
Yep.
All of those things are things you have control over. Okay, say that you have a friend who is ill. And when you're on your way home from work, if you work out everything just right, you can stop off and see this person on the way home for 20 minutes, not more, but you can give them 20 minutes of your time and say hi and maybe make them laugh a little bit. But if you stay for an hour, you've caught yourself in trouble because you haven't been where you were supposed to be at the right time.
Well, I would imagine that's the secret of successful people, is that they have an intuition as to how to use their time to their best advantage.
Actually, they've trained themselves on how to use it. There's no intuition to it. You train yourself. It's a self-training, and you have to train yourself to get this accomplished and this accomplished and to be over here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a call, make sure everybody knows that you're moving to go over there and you're going to pick something up. You keep everybody in the circle informed.
Okay.
You know, like your mother says, if you're going to David's house, call me and let me know that David's mother know you're there and I want to know you're there. Okay, so when you're young, you do that because you've been told to do that.
Right.
But it's the thing you can do in business, too.
Right.
If I'm going to meet John at his office at 5 o'clock, then I need to let his secretary or somebody in his office know I'm going to be there at 5 o'clock.
Right. Right.
Right. Instead of walking in and oh my God, I forgot.
Right.
He won't forget if you call him and tell him you're planning to be there at 5.
And you're not as likely to have to wait if you let somebody know.
That's right. You don't wait. They're right there, and they're grateful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody says, I'll be there in a few minutes. They show up 2 hours later. That's pretty sad.
Yeah. I don't know if this is redundant, but how can we make the best use of our time?
The best use of our time is to think. do a little thinking on your own. If you have to get a book, an appointment book, and write it down, do it. But think about the amount of time it takes to do each thing, and then whatever you agree to do, be sure that you have time for it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to make time for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've had people... I had one guy, I was standing there when he told three people he was going to do something at the same hour the next day. And when each one of them walked away, I said, you just told the other guy you were going to be there at 3 o'clock. Oh, it don't make any difference. I said, yes, it makes a difference.
Right, right.
It does make a difference. I can't hire you.
Uh-huh.
I don't trust you.
Uh-huh.
I don't trust your judgment.
Yeah.
And he was very upset. I said, no, because you didn't tell the truth. You told the first guy, that would have been fine. But the other two guys, they're in some place altogether different in another part of the city. You can't be there. And I didn't hire him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it was wrong.
Right.
What he did was wrong.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Brianna and see if there's anything else that she would like you to cover on the question of time. And then we can take her question of the day.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Did she answer your questions?
Pretty much covered it. Yeah.
Pretty much covered it? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead.
So. Me and my friend Tyler have been best friends for almost 8 years now, but I wanted to get what you were sensing from him in the sense of if he's starting to like me more than a friend.
Well, he probably likes you more than you think, but he isn't showing it too much, is he?
Well, that's why I'm confused, because he has been, he's not very blunt. Like, he wouldn't straight up say, Brianna, like, I like you more than a friend, but he's been very flirtatious for the past year and a half now. He's been calling me babe, really touchy-feely, just different than, like, the last, like, 6 years of our friendship. The vibe just feels different, but I don't know.
So what he's telling you is he wants you to remain his friend. That's what he's telling you. He likes you
fine.
A lot, but he wants you to
with
remain
me,
his
calling
friend.
Me babe and touching me.
Well, he wants you to remain a friend, but not to get. He doesn't want to get too close right now. He don't want
but
you to try to build a relationship. Pardon?
I'm confused.
I think she's confused because the guy is being flirtatious and being touchy-feely, so to speak.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know what to make of that.
Well, tell him to back off because you're not ready for that kind of a relationship, are you?
But I'm asking why he's doing that. Like, if he's starting to like me more than a friend, and that's why he's doing that.
Yeah, but it might not be. It might just be a boy thing. So make sure that you
but
keep
he's never
yourself
done that before.
To yourself. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Keep yourself to yourself.
What do you want, Brianna?
Well, I mean, he wouldn't be the worst catch. There's nothing wrong with him. My only fear would just be, like, losing him as a good friend. That's why I don't want to bring
right.
it up to him to make it off if I'm reading the signs wrong. But the reason why this is sticking out to me is because I've been friends with him for 8 years, and he's never acted like this. The way he's acted towards me has been consistent, and then it's recently changed. And he's becoming, like, more – and, like, getting more closer into my circle, like, touching me very often, calling me babe. He's never called me babe, and he's been doing that lately, like, from time to time, and – just the vibe and everything has just changed, and it's just confused me a little bit.
Doesn't it sound like he's trying to take it to another level, Ada Marie?
It does sound like he's trying to take it to another level, but it also, he's young, and he doesn't know he should be talking more than acting. you should be saying nice things to her and telling her how he enjoys her company and things like that, so that she doesn't feel like he's just jumping your gun.
I mean, I don't feel like
he's jumping.
I don't feel like he's jumping the gun. He's very respectful. He compliments me. I'm just saying, like, he's touching me more. It's not making me feel uncomfortable. I've just noticed these changes. He's very respectful. He's a year older than me. I'm 25. He's 26. He's about to be 27 this April. I'm about to be 26 this April. He's matured a lot since I've known him. So nothing he's doing is wrong or making me uncomfortable. It's just surprising me.
Well, can you answer that?
Well, I think he's trying to take it to another level.
I think he is too, but I don't think he's talking.
No, I think he needs to be more forthright, and maybe Brianna needs to ask him, are you looking to change the nature of our relationship? I'm most concerned about preserving our friendship, but I need to know if you are trying to take it to another level. I need you to say those words
to him.
But if I
right.
if I do that, do you see it ruining our friendship, or do you see him opening up about it?
Well, he could say something about it. Yes, he could make some kind of. He will make some kind of a comment about it.
She wonders if that will ruin the relationship if she says that.
I don't think it will. But I do think he'll stop and think about it, you know, more than being feely and touchy. He'll back off and think about it. In other words, he's got to respect her, and that would bring respect out of him if she said that. And if you did lose a relationship, you wouldn't have lost anything, would you?
Yeah, he's very respectful to me. He's very,
yeah.
very respectful.
So be careful. But let him know how you feel, that isn't quite comfortable.
Well, it's not that it's uncomfortable, but she just wonders what it's all about.
Well, yeah,
yeah
but that's what makes it uncomfortable.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
He's not saying anything.
Yeah.
He has to say
something.
But I know
how I feel. And I know I can always say something.
And
I know I can say something. I'm just wanting to know what you're feeling about him, like if he would reciprocate. Like, I don't want to do it if you don't feel like if he does like me more than a friend. Like, I know
right.
how I feel, what I do. I just want to know what you're feeling about him and if he would reciprocate it.
Mm-hmm. But if you say one little thing, and he'll probably answer. You only need to ask one little question about something, and about relationships, not referring to him, but just in general, you know? So
I'm talking about, I just want to know how you're feeling about him. Like, how does he feel about me is what I'm asking.
How does he feel about you? I think he feels very good about you. And I think he's a little bit clumsy at being able to say anything much. And this is true. And don't you agree, John, that a lot of men are a little bit shy about trying to say how they feel about a girl?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. They know what they want to say. They don't know exactly how to say it, and they don't want to scare you away.
Well, do you see any other love coming for me in the future?
Well, there's probably hundreds of them out there if you look for them, but there's always somebody for somebody. There's always going to be somebody for somebody. Some girls can stand in the middle of the street and get 40 people ask them to marry them. Some girls can stand there for 10 hours and nobody says hello. It depends on the universe. It depends on the day. It depends on a lot of things. So relationships are built by the mood and the energy of people as they meet each other or come in contact with each other. That's how it happens. The man I work with on this show is a very fine man. I have a great deal of respect for him and a great deal of honor in his ability to straighten out the things I say so you understand them. But that comes from our time of working together. And because of that, I have tremendous appreciation and admiration for the way he handles the show. So you grow in things as you use them. So if you're in a relationship with somebody and you see them once in a while, you grow slowly in that. You don't jump on it. You grow slowly in it. And it becomes very solid. It's a good thing.
I was just asking if you saw anyone coming in. I've been single for about 3 years now. I was just asking if you saw anyone coming in anytime soon. So,
well, there is a good relationship coming to you sometime in the early spring of next year, and you may be very, very happy with that relationship. It certainly has a lot of options of good things toward you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
What are your feelings about this particular fellow, Brianna? Do you want to pursue a relationship with him? Or is it just a point of curiosity about what his intentions are?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think because, like, the way he's been acting and because it's kind of, like, shocked me, I'm still kind of in that, like, shock mode. So I haven't really thought past, like, okay, so what should I do next? Because I'm curious as to why he's doing it. If that makes sense. I've always put out to the universe. The guy I like end up with, I literally want him to be like and like get along and can have a good connection. Because I do feel like your lover should be your best friend. And even though I've never sat down and fully thought about being in a relationship with him, like, he does have qualities in him that I look for in a guy. He's very sexual towards me. I've never had any issues with him. He's helped me with all my past relationships and vice versa. So there's nothing bad I can say about him. He knows me the best. So he would be a good contender for a relationship. But I think I'm just now thinking about it being something because the way he's acting.
So wait until you feel that in your being. You're thinking it, but are you feeling it in the heart center?
No, yeah, I'm starting to feel it.
So and that's a good place. When it gets to the heart, when that whoever that is, it gets to the heart and is gentle and is happy and laughs and is hardworking and joyous and Then you got things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
See?
Yeah. But you do feel like that's more than a friend.
Yeah, you can date a dozen different guys, and they'll all be some of those qualities they'll all have, and then you'll eventually run into one that makes it really comfortable to be with them. It's like
but
you've known
him
your whole life. What?
Do you see him as more than a friend?
Do you see him liking me as more than a friend?
Oh, yeah, he does like you. Yes, yes, yes. That is true. But I don't think that you see all the things that make you have that same feeling.
I don't know what that means, but all right. Thanks,
can you elaborate, Ada Marie?
Well, what I'm saying is that it's the first, this is like one of the first relationships she's had where she has a feeling of a closeness, right?
No.
And there could be many, many more come along that would be more enjoyable and there would be
That's
more.
Not true.
Pardon?
She's had other relationships, she's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, on the ones she's had, but
yeah.
there's always another relationship that could be as joyful. But if you're happy with this relationship, as far as it's gone, that's a good thing. You can stay in it until something better comes along, or until
in
you work out your relationship. Huh?
I'm not okay.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Well, she means you're in a relationship as in a friendship right now. That's what
you're
talking about.
Right.
Yeah, but then she just said that you can stay in this relationship until you find something better, and he's always been my friend.
Not better. Somebody you can... I'm not saying better. I'm saying a person that you feel more comfortable in conversing with or having long talks with.
But whenever that happens, even if it's a different guy, like this guy is always going to be like around, no matter he's been around with past relationships, he'll be around for when I'm in a future one.
She wonders if she'll maintain the friendship with this fellow.
She will.
Mm-hmm. No matter what?
No matter what, because he is a kind of a person that is a friend. You know, there are men that are not friends. But this boy is a friend, and when he's your friend, he's your friend. Sometimes the people think, oh, well, he's my good friend. But he's only your good friend for what you can do for him, when in reality, her and this young man are friends because they are friends. They're not trying to do a one-up on each other.
Right.
That's where you run into the commotion.
Does that make sense, Brianna?
I guess.
You're unconvinced.
Well,
I don't know.
She's having a good
answer, and I just feel like it's gone all over the place, and I don't know where it's going. I kind of feel more confused. I don't know.
It sounds like what we're both saying is it sounds like you have some fear about exploring that, and you're not going to know unless you ask him.
Right. Right.
I understand that, and I have no problem doing that, but that's why I called in, because I wanted to know how he's feeling, so I could feel more comfortable doing that if he is feeling what I think he's feeling.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm figuring out right now.
Well, what I've gotten from Ada Marie is that she feels like he is feeling more than just a friend right now.
The boy is, yes.
But that he's not been able to communicate that to you.
Well, and he's a pretty shy person to begin with, and he's not gregarious about things like that are very personal to him.
Okay.
Is that more clear? Is that more clear,
yes.
Brianna?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Do you have any more questions before we move on to the next caller?
Nope, that's okay.
All right, hon. You take good care. Let us know how it works out. We're on every week at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday.
Okay, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 952, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David and Ada Marie. This is Christine calling from Minnesota. I've called in a couple of times. Thank you for
Christine.
Taking my call. Hi, you guys. And Ada Marie, I owe you an apology. I had made an appointment, and I disappeared, and I want to explain my story. I hope you remember me. I called you. It was a couple of months ago. And you let me know that if I don't sell one of the houses, we're going to lose it all. Well, I quickly went into action, sold the house. It closes on the 18th of January. And I just want to check in on all finances for 2018 and my company, Pure Soap Flake Company. And then, Ada Marie, I'm going to give you a call probably before Christmas so I can have a full hour with you.
Okay, that'll be fine. And I'm
Thank
glad
you
took hand and took care of that. That was a good thing to do.
You were very serious. You said, look, you've got to sell one of the properties, otherwise you're going to lose everything. And you were so right.
Right. So I'm glad you did, and I'm glad you're going forward, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, too.
Thank you. Well, how do you think things look for finances now for the end of the year?
Much better.
Yay. Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, much, much
better. Anything else I need to know right away before I get in touch with you?
No, I think you're doing fine. You just know, you know inside of you what's right and what's wrong, and you stay with the right.
Sounds
okay.
Good, my friend. And thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. I just wanted to be in touch, and I look forward to having my full session with you.
Well, and I'm looking forward to having a session with you. Make a list of questions now. Make your questions.
I will do that. I
before
have them,
you call.
Actually. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a merry, merry Christmas, and God bless you both.
Oh, you too, honey.
Thank you, doll.
May all the blessings of the new year be with you. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I'll call again. I'll keep listening. Keep me on the line.
Okay. Well, Christine, at present, we don't have any other callers. Is there a topic you'd like Ada Marie to talk about?
I'd love to, you know. Oh, good. Well, I do listen to the topics, and I really like them. You know, Ada Marie, I am struggling.
What do you want me to talk about?
Well, I am struggling with family issues. So anything around that, you know,
well,
I'm just struggling, it seems. And I don't want to struggle anymore. I just want to, I love what you said earlier about I know what's right and not right and just choose the right. I am in a place of more knowing. You know, I'm more calm.
Good.
And I know that things are going to be okay. But I just have this crazy sister who makes things really hard, a mom who's nuts. You know, they're just nuts. And it's very difficult
well,
to work with.
Let me tell
with.
You, honey, those things are from people who are very insecure and need a lot of attention. They're very insecure, and that insecurity, somehow or another, they grew up with it, and now everybody has to deal with it because they just can't be certain that everything's okay. They make a mountain out of a molehill, and then they sit on the molehill, and you can't do anything to move them off of it.
That's my opinion. No, that's exactly it. Everything is really dramatic, really traumatic. Just a hangnail causes chaos, you know? It's really bizarre. It's just bizarre. But I love what you just said, Ada Marie, the insecurity. They are insecure.
Right. They want attention, and they'll do anything to get attention. Believe me, one lady told me there was nothing wrong with her. She was perfectly healthy, but she was going to the hospital, and she came to see me first. And I said, well, what are you going to the hospital for? She said, I'm going to have my toenails taken off. I said, what? Well, I don't need anything else, and I think I can get by without my toenails. I said, I don't think you can do that very good. You'll have a horrible time trying to wear shoes. And I had to talk her out of that. I never heard of anything so stupid. Well, don't you think that's kind of stupid?
I do.
Yeah.
I think it's yeah.
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah.
It is
and
true, though.
I could not believe her. I finally got her to agree with me that she wouldn't do it for 3 more months, and I would talk to her in the 3 months. Huh. She finally never did it. After two and a half weeks, somebody came in who had lost a toenail off of their, oh, my goodness, how sad, off of their big toe. I called her up. I said, I want you to come over here right now to my house. I want you to come right over here. Come on, get up and get over here. she came over and she looked at that poor lady's foot. That cured her.
I bet it did.
Because, like the doctor told the lady, her foot had been smashed, so the toenail came off, you know. Well, toenails have roots. Do you know that? They grow.
Mm-hmm.
They grow out of your foot. And when her toe was smashed and her toenail was smashed, it broke loose and it was just there. So I made this woman get out of bed and come over to my house and look at this woman's foot. I said, get over here right now. And so it took her about 45 minutes, but she had come. And I said, now look at this toenail. If you take all your toenails off, what are you going to be looking at? Oh, my God, she's about passed out. I said, toenails have a purpose. They also grow to have another purpose, that you don't buy shoes that are too small.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, but it was amazing how when she saw that, what was under that toenail of that woman, she almost fainted.
But let me ask you this.
I said,
what
did you think was under there? That's what the toenail's covering up, the toe.
Right, but was she in the hospital to just get attention? I mean, is that what, why was she doing it in the first place?
To get attention so somebody would care about her.
Yeah.
Her constant conversation was, you know, my mother never has time for me, and my sister has a husband, and her husband don't like me, and blah, 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 blah. Well, they probably didn't want it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We have another caller.
Okay.
Christine, if we have time, why don't we talk about how to cease with struggling in relationships? Thank you, hon.
Okay.
And so we'll take the other caller, and then we'll come back and discuss that topic. Does that sound good?
Oh, that sounds lovely, especially going into the holidays. You know, family relationships can be tricky. Thank you both.
Right.
I would love to stay on the line and listen.
You can do that. Very good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Okay. So we're going to move on to area code 314, and you are live. What is your name, please?
My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Good. Good. You have a question for Ada Marie?
Yeah. Ada Marie, I've lost two of my sisters within 2 years.
What?
I lost two.
She didn't hear you, honey.
Can she hear me now? Ada Marie?
Yeah, I can, but I think you said you lost your sisters.
Yeah, two of them within 2 years. And one a couple months ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh,
my. Yeah. And,
have you prayed about it, and have you made any option to be able to communicate with them?
Well, they've come to me in dreams, but I just, you know, stalling over it, you know what I mean?
Well, what you want to do is when you go to bed at night, ask them to come to you in a dream pattern. And then you can set up a contact with you.
They have done that, and then I'll get over there talking to them, and I want to stay with them, and they'll do something to anger me or come back.
Yeah, but you have to stay on this side of the veil. You can't just go because they're gone. You have to stay here and do whatever things that is necessary to help yourself and the family, you see. So if they have come in and communicated with you, then you know that you have communication on both sides of the veil. You're a very, very lucky lady, because now you have communication on both sides of the veil. You have no idea how hard a lot of people work to make that connection, and you have it. So you can do and say many things that are helpful to both her, your sister, and your mother, and yourself, and they can talk to you, and that's a wonderful thing.
Well, my mother's actually
you have
still
really
alive.
Worked yourself into a wonderful option there.
I think I was born with that.
Are
I
you
thank
there?
God from it. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I
can you hear
now.
Me? Oh, okay.
Yes,
I said I was born with this ability to see the spirit world and, you know, things elevate around me and that. But I still miss her. I mean, the first, you know, it's just, oh, I was going to get, I kind of laughed because I understand I'm here for a reason, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just miss my sisters terribly, you know. I sleep a lot. I don't.
Of course.
You know?
Of course you do. That's normal.
Are you there? Oh. It's normal after the loss,
yes.
What you mean? Okay, when were
you? Are you able now to communicate with her from the other side?
Oh, yeah. We've been communicating since a day after she had passed. But we had an argument before she passed. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
I heard
we
that.
Had an argument. Yeah, we argued before she passed, and I felt really bad about it, you know. It broke my heart.
But now it's over because you have a communication with her. And that may have been the power that brought you the communication.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Well, I communicated with the other one, too, you know, the oldest one. They both died at the same
time.
Yeah.
Together?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
What happened?
Oh, the other one?
Did they both pass away? Yeah, what happened that they both passed away at the same time?
No, I mean at the same age. No, they were both 62.
I see.
Yeah, they both passed away at 62. So I'm
57. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm 57. I mean, 56. But do you see any progress? Progressing.
What do you mean progress? I don't see you dying.
I mean, progressing, like finding a career or doing something.
You could do that if you get up and do it, but you haven't had the energy or the wherewithal to want to do that.
No, I haven't. I have just wanted to sleep, and it's ridiculous how much I'm sleeping. Ridiculous. You know?
Right.
Okay, now, my sons, okay, do you see them progressing? I mean, going far in life?
Are they working?
Are you talking about money? Are you talking about money, Linda?
Blessings.
Making a job?
Blessings, you know.
She wonders if you see her prosperity increasing.
Her prosperity increasing, not a great deal, but I see she's asking about her sons also, and they could easily be working and they could be helping her.
Well,
does that make sense?
No, I'm just worried. I mean, do you see any more grandkids? That's what I want to know.
Do I see any more granted?
More grandkids.
Oh. Do I see any more grandkids? Yeah, three.
Three more? Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh, I got four
now. Well, now you can get busy and do things. Yeah.
Oh, you see three more. And is it by the oldest or the youngest?
I can't tell you that because I don't know. I don't get that answer.
I'm so happy because but I miss my sister and our argument we had. Does she forgive me? I mean,
yes,
because it really tore me up.
They almost always They almost always do when they pass over.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I held her hand.
True.
I held her hand when she passed over, and it's been hard on me. And she was coming that day to be with me when she passed. You know.
Well, that was a good thing. You had your last words together.
I don't think she made it, though, did she, Linda?
No, she came. I had called her, and I said, you got to get out of there. I said, something ain't right. Please leave. I had a premonition that she wasn't going to make it out of that place. So I ran over to see her, and I was trying to get her persuaded to get her out, and then we got in an argument, and then I called her back, and I was trying to persuade her to get her out, and she never made it out of there.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
She didn't make it out of there. I mean, she started, the neighbor knocked on her door. She started laughing. She went into heart failure. They didn't get there fast enough. It swelled up her brain, and she was on life support, and we had to unplug her.
Mm. My goodness.
Yeah, but she was with, I mean, the good side is she's with her husband. I mean, she had lost her husband to cancer when he was 37. And she didn't date anybody all the time. And they had a son together. Well, they have a son together. And
yeah.
She wasn't the same after she lost him, you know?
No.
So she's happy, you know, I'm sure.
I'm sure she is, too. I don't see her, but I'm sure she is okay.
Oh. And then Georgia, my oldest, she was diabetic, and she found pneumonia, and she passed away. But, you know, she was my favorite, and then I started bonding real close to this one, and then next thing I know, boom, you know, I just...
Right.
So,
but you'll miss her for a while.
Yeah. I mean, she talks to me in my dreams. The oldest one been visiting. Yeah, the oldest one hasn't been visiting much in my dreams. I mean, but the one that just crossed over, she talks to me. And
That's good.
Yeah. So I want her to, I mean, I miss her. What else can I say?
Yes, of course you miss her.
And, I even got her a little room set up, you know, where she was going to stay with me. And I call it her room, you know. I got a picture of my other sisters. I got my dad's, her husband's. They've all crossed over, you know. And
right.
I go in there and talk to her every once in a while, you know. But I got to make it a room for my grandkids. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you got to get on with the business of living.
Yeah.
And kids can do that. Kids can keep you busy.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, and then I wanted to do some, I stopped doing my art totally, and I need to get back into my art, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I need to do.
Good idea.
And so at one time I had several seers tell me my art would be worth a lot of money someday. I don't know if it will or, you know.
Hmm.
It'll be worth a lot of value. Now, do you see that?
Well, good.
How?
It could be so, yes.
Really? I mean, well, they said for high value, you know, for a lot. And, but is that why I'm living? I mean, some people get it where they're living, some don't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you see it where I'm living?
She wonders if you see her being successful with her art sales while she's alive or afterwards.
The girl who we're talking to?
Yes.
Yeah, well, her art sales are very beautiful, and she gets a lot of response from them.
Well, she just wonders if she's going to get that while she's still living.
Yes. She's getting some of it now. She doesn't see it as that.
Mm-hmm.
But they are responding. She does beautiful work. She's very, very talented. And what she needs to do is accept the fact that her work is fabulously beautiful. She's always finding fault with it. She don't need to do that. What she needs to do is to be happy with it and love it, and other people will love it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what has to happen. When you decide it's beautiful and you love it, they'll buy it right off the wall.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But you're the one that's keeping it from selling.
You're right.
So change the way you think.
You're right.
Okay.
You're absolutely
good. Good.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. We're going to talk about family struggles, how to let go of them. So if you want to stay on the line and listen, you can.
Yeah.
Okay. God bless.
God bless.
So, Ada Marie, how can we let go of struggles in relationships?
The easiest way is to forgive them, but forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that, you know, everybody is different. So one person in the family could be a very fine artist, which is a talent that just changes the minds of people so that they don't really look at anything that isn't in their field of color and shape and design, where somebody who cooks and is a fine cook and takes a cake out of the oven that's just fabulous looks at what they're doing, how they're doing it, what's making it happen. So every talented person comes from a different direction. And you throw them all in one room, and they're just like a big mishmash of nobody knows what the other person's about, except that they're all good at what they do.
I'm not sure how that fits into the area of struggle.
Well, it is struggling, because people struggle. Okay, this lady paints. Her sister sews clothes, and the struggle is that the sister who sews clothes and makes pretty dresses for other people, her sister who paints thinks that, you know, there isn't enough color, or it's too old, or it's too fancy, or it's this or that, where the lady who does the sewing thinks that this is what the fashion is of the day, and it looks good, and it's fabulous. So there's a conflict going on there.
Mm.
And yet they both love each other, but they both don't understand the process of what they're working on.
So forgiveness is the key, then.
That's the key, forgiveness. You forgive anybody for what they do because that's their life thing. I forgive you for whatever you do because that's your life thing and you're learning from it and you're growing with it and people are learning from you. So that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. And people shouldn't be finding fault with somebody else's talent. They should just be happy to know somebody who knows things they don't know.
So we need to respect that each other is on their own life path.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever your path is, I respect you for it because you found it and you're working it. And honestly, nothing's more precious than somebody who is working on their life and their life path and they are at peace with themselves about it.
And don't you think it's true that when you get into a struggle with somebody else, you need to detach and recognize that even though the other person's doing the best they can, it's their stuff, not your stuff?
That's right. It belongs to them. Let them go and let them have their stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. In fact, we just had that in the family, and they left, and everybody's at peace.
Mm-hmm.
actually very quiet. Somebody made popcorn and everybody's sitting around eating popcorn.
Let's check back in with Christine and see if she has any more questions related to that.
Okay.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. Thank you so much. You know, I do love the forgiveness, that whole trajectory. It's really difficult to do. But what I loved what you said, Ada Marie, was forgive yourself. You know, that's for me. It's just so difficult. Now, one of the questions I want to ask is, what if somebody isn't really, I know they're on their own path, but for example, my sister, she's mean. She's a mean person. And it's very difficult.
You're right. But I have, my mother was a mean person. And the only way we could forgive ourselves was to take it as, what did I learn from this? What did I learn from this? Because mean people really must have a purpose in life, and that purpose has to be to teach us something that we are not aware of, right? So when you're in the process of being involved with a mean person, look at it real strongly and say, what am I learning from this? What is there here that I could use, and what am I going to do with the rest of it? Throw it away? But what are you learning from those mean people? I've been going through that all my life, and I look and look and look to see what I am learning, and every so often some little good nodule minute of something pops into my head, and I go, oh, my God, I never did see it like that.
That
and it could
is...
be just a statement from a stranger.
Yeah, that's really good. That is really good, because I'll tell you, I used to actually, I kind of assimilated some of this behavior, but I realized there's something very wrong here. So what I really learned, Ada Marie, was, and Dave, was how not to behave. It was a really...
Right, what not to do.
What not to do, what isn't working, what doesn't create love, abundance, and prosperity. So that's what that's my whole new thing, is this is what it has taught me, how to not behave.
Right, and that's a wonderful thing. You've come a long ways. Some people live their whole lifetime and never get there. But you just have to learn and know what not to do to be able to keep, it's your health, it's your beauty, it's your harmony, it's your abundance. It's everything. When you get to that place where you can say, oh, this isn't working. This is not part of God's good plan. I'm going to make a change here. And sometimes you have to make really radical changes. But they happen so quick that you forget them before you've been in them too long. So that's a good thing.
The other thing I've really had to really come together with here and really understand is I'm not going to change a thing. I'm not changing them. As much as I understand it, see it, it's just like you said earlier, it's their path, their journey. I need to stay on my own, you know, and just stay away from people who are mean.
Well, stay as much away from those kind of people as you can, because basically they don't have the energy, the ambition, or the wherewithal to make the change. So they make everybody around them miserable.
Yes, they do. It's really weird. It is. It's not a good thing. But I'm very happy, you guys, to have spoken with you today. It has made my day, and I feel fantastic, and just love your show. I just love it. So, I look forward always to listening on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So, I love all the lessons. And a lot of times I just listen to the recordings, too.
Well, you know, you sound fantastic. Your spirit and energy is just so bright, you know.
Thank
don't you think,
you.
Ada Marie?
Absolutely. It makes my day, actually. It's wonderful.
Well, it's very difficult to keep positive when I'm around these negative people. But what I realize is, like you were saying earlier, you guys, this is about my journey. What is the lesson I'm learning? And so as long as I So as long as I'm learning what not to do. But thank you. I do think I have really cleansed my energy. I've really worked on purifying my heart and soul and just really harmonizing. I love that word, harmony. And I heard the coolest thing. Yeah, I heard the coolest thing, and I'm going to quick share it before the end of the show. This woman said, her name is Aurora, and she said, we as individuals are each a note in God's symphony. Isn't that
beautiful.
Cool?
Beautiful.
And so And so I have been focused on that, and I say to myself, okay, Christine, you want to resonate the most harmony, the most positive. You want to be the most wonderful note in the symphony, you know? And she does like that. You know, she does like that. She says, and then she says, you don't want to be a, you know? So if you think of it in that terms, that you're just one note in the whole symphony, and you just want your note to be clear and beautiful.
Yeah, and you know, there's another way to look at it too, and that is in music, there's both major and minor chords or passages in a symphony, and even the minor things are beautiful. And so the lesson or the analogy that I would make is that we need to look at these dark clouds that we see in our life in terms of whatever it is, be it a relationship or something else, and look for the hidden blessing. And I guess Ada Marie's already talked about that.
Well, and it's true. What you're saying and what she's saying, she don't even know she's saying it, is that there is beauty in every note.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
It is.
And what
true.
Ada Marie said earlier, Christine, I think before you were on the air, is the only thing we can control are our thoughts, actions, and deeds.
Correct.
Right. It's really
so you're
true.
Absolutely right. We can't control another person. We may think we can control or change them, but there's no way. That's their journey. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, too. You know, you might think you're going to be able to, but then you're a control freak, you know, and there's a difference between control
and
freak and management. Exactly. It's so.
There are
gosh.
A lot of those controls around, you know.
Yeah.
Those are good people to avoid, too. Let's see.
It is good to learn who not to be around, too. I used to think, well, this is my sister, and, you know, I need to be around her. No, I don't. I don't need to be around anything that isn't serving my higher good. And
that's
so,
right. Absolutely right.
So I've given myself permission to only hang around, you know, to stay clear of negativity and just really embrace and be around positive and loving people. And you two are two of those people. I just love your show and the energy and the love you guys put out. It's good love. It's great information, and it's really loving.
Thank you. Well, I always say people, places, and things. Those are something else we can control by surrounding ourselves with positive people, places, and things.
Right.
It's a choice that we make, and it's up to us, if we're going to live a positive life, to choose those things.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is to not feed the negativity. If I get into it with my sister, say, which I used to do all the time, I'm just feeding that. By simply ignoring her, I'm starving it. I'm, you know, not feeding that behavior. So it's good.
And you're not casting a judgment either.
No,
this is true. That's true.
Yeah, because judgments boomerang.
Don't they? And that's another thing I've noticed about these insecure, needy people. They're very judgmental and hugely opinionated. That's all they've got, you know. And it's kind of bothersome. Yeah. So,
Well, you're telling it like it is. That's not necessarily a judgment, but we do need to be careful of those things. That's for sure.
Yes.
That is for sure. It's hard to do, too. It's really hard to do. Oh, you guys,
nothing
I look
in this
forward-
life is easy.
with him.
Nothing in this life is easy.
Isn't it? I know
not
you two make it seem easy, though. You do make it easier. So it's really appreciated, seriously.
If
but you're
you
right,
have
it's
peace
not
of mind
easy.
And you've worked hard to get it, you will guard it with your life and be sure that you hold your own peace before everything else.
Nice.
Right.
So, you know, you've got to hold that peace within yourself first.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
and I also
are we off the air or are we on the air?
Oh, I think we're off the air, but I'm enjoying this so much. But I'll quick just say one thing, and then we can go. But what you just said, I loved, and I refer to that too as standing in my truth. That
right.
It's I used to.
Right.
Compromise myself to try to get along with others, and I realized, wait a minute, this isn't being truthful to myself. So I learned this year in 2017, if there's anything I learned in 16 and 17, was to stand in my truth even if I stand alone.
Absolutely, because you're not really alone. You're always,
right.
God is always with you. You're never standing alone.
Isn't that nice? I love that. Well, you guys, thank you for going over today. I'm looking. I don't want to keep you guys in. Are we over the time? We are, aren't we? It's past 6
yeah,
o'clock.
We are over
okay.
time. Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let
well,
you
thanks.
Go, and I look forward to talking again really soon.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, bye, and God bless, Christine.
God bless.
Yes. Sounds
care.
Like you're on the right path.
It sounds, well, thank you, all because of you guys.
Bless you,
I really,
bless you.
God bless you. I love your show. It's helped me so much. So I look forward to talking
well,
again.
Thank
take
you.
Best care. Okay.
Okay,
love
and
you.
Goodbye to
thank
Linda,
you.
Too. She's there. Okay, take
oh,
care.
Bye.
Okay,
who's Linda?
Bye-bye.
She was the caller after you.
Oh, good.
The
okay.
one that had lost her sisters.
Oh, right. That was interesting. Really interesting. Okay, we'll talk further. Take care. Have a nice evening.
Okay, you too. Okay,
thank
bye
you.
Bye.
Okay, God bless. All right, Ada Marie, that was a great show.
Great show.
Thank you. Ada Marie?